This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 7th, 2023. Well, now is the time to upgrade to General if you hold a technician's class license. A new question pool took effect on July 1st, 2023 for general class license exams. And ARRL has released new editions of its popular study resources, including the 10th edition of the ARRL General Class License Manual and the 7th edition of ARRL's General Q&A. ARRL has also upgraded its free online review and practice resource, the ARRL Exam Review for Ham Radio. ARRL volunteer examiners, VEs, are already administering the new general class exams, said ARRL VEC Manager Maria Soma. Soma suggested candidates first take a practice test using ARRL Exam Review. And if you're already passing online practice exams and you're ready to search for an in-person exam session, or you can take the exam online via remote video supervised session, visit the exam session search page on the ARRL website. The new general class question pool is valid for examinations taken between July 1st, 2023 and June 30th, 2027. Upgrading from a technician class license to a general class significantly opens more operating privileges on the high-frequency bands, added Soma. A dual championship weekend is ahead on HF. The International Amateur Radio Union HF World Championships begin at 1200 Universal Coordinated Time on Saturday, July 8, 2023, and run through 1159 Universal Coordinated Time on Sunday, July 9. A station operating as IARU headquarters will be operated from ARRL in the U.S. from Newington, Connecticut. ARRL is the IARU International Secretariat, having served as the headquarters of the IARU since its founding. The IARU HQ sign is NU1AW, and the contest exchange will include IARU. Operators will include volunteers from the ARRL staff. Stations operating for ARRL headquarters will be operating by member volunteers from the Hawaiian Islands. WA1W/KH6 will be the ARRL HQ call sign, and it will operate on single sideband from KH6YY on Oahu and on CW from KH6LC on Hawaii. The exchange will include ARRL. KH6YY is a station of Alex Benton, KH6YY, who sponsored the Pupukea contest station on a high ridge above the Waimea Valley on the north shore of Oahu. KH6LC is a station of Lloyd Cabral, KH6LC, a competitive multi-operator contest station located on the Big Island. In addition, stations operated by members of the IARU Administrative Council, the three IARU Regional Executive Committees, and the IARU Member Society HQs will be on the air. HQ stations will send their Member Society abbreviations. And the World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRTC 2022, rescheduled to 2023, is running in parallel with this week's event, and you can read more about that on their website, and all of the information is available at ARRL.org. Bruce Page has checked in with his weekly AMSAT report, and Bruce says we have brought to you some how-to-do articles in the past, and now there is one thing that you can download for free from AMSAT.org. Updated for Beginners compilation by Keith, KB1SF, VA3KSF, appeared in the AMSAT Journal from 2019 to 2021. While reading the article, keep in mind that URLs and satellites change. However, the principles for operating remain the same. To download the file, visit AMSAT.org, click on the Education tab, then for the Beginners tab. And when you're ready to give it a try, visit AMSAT.org, click on the Satellite Info tab, and then the Communications Satellite tab. We hope this further helps you get to be on the air and enjoying satellite operation, says Bruce. And thank you, Bruce, for this week's update. The Amateur Radio Club of the Vintage Radio and Communication Museum of Connecticut, W1VCM, has received a grant to design and implement new antennas that cover frequency ranges available to U.S. radio amateurs and add Earth space capabilities to their shack. These new capabilities will allow club members to show the full range of technologies that make amateur radio the unique lifetime hobby it is, said Club President Bob Allison, WB1GCM. Over the years, these demonstrations have encouraged more than a few visitors to pursue their amateur radio licenses. These improvements will allow our visitors to better engage with technologies that impact their everyday lives, he added. That museum is run by volunteers, and it opened in September of 1990. It is dedicated to the preservation of old-time communications equipment and to educating the public about communication systems. The new functionality will include computer-controlled tracking, a high-gain antenna system, a new satellite transceiver that allows communications to the International Space Station, and several low-Earth orbit amateur satellites. Vintage Radio and Communications Museum of Connecticut Director John Ellsworth emphasized the importance of the Amateur Radio Club as part of the story of communication, stating that during our docent-led tours, we discussed the history and the development of radio and television. Having a working radio station available reinforces many of the topics discussed. That grant, by the way, was awarded by Amateur Radio Digital Communications. Morse code is still thriving in amateur radio 24 years after its last commercial use. On July 12, 1999, the original dot-dash system invented by Samuel F.B. Morse in 1837 gave way to the rapid development of analog and digital communications. The final message sent in Morse code for commercial use was the same one that Morse hammered out on his telegraph key 155 years earlier in 1844, which was, "What hath God wrought?" But this time the message was followed by SK, meaning silent key or deceased. The International Maritime Organization replaced Morse code with the Global Maritime Distress and Safety System. That's an automated ship-to-shore and ship-to-ship system that uses satellites and terrestrial radio systems with digital selective calling technology. Morse code is still used in aviation, though. Pilots listen to Morse code identifiers to verify their navigation receivers are tuned to the correct radio aid, such as VHF nominee directional range or instrument landing system, known as the ILS approach guidance system. Landline railroads, by the way, stopped using Morse code in the mid-1970s. And while Morse code is no longer used commercially, it is still an integral part of amateur radio. Amateur radio operators are no longer required to learn Morse code to obtain their license, but many learn the code on their own or by using study guides and taking classes. Every day, amateurs around the world use Morse code to communicate with each other, test their radio equipment, or pass along friendly information. Morse code is essential in helping people communicate during disasters and emergencies because of its signal ability to penetrate adverse weather issues and propagation disturbance. ARRL offers a variety of resources for those interested in learning Morse code. Visit the www.arrllearning-morsecode section for more information at arrl.org. Full ARRL members in the Atlantic, Dakota, Delta, Great Lakes, and Midwest divisions have the opportunity to choose a director and a vice director to represent them for a three-year term beginning January 1, 2024. ARRL is governed by its board of directors. A voting director is chosen by ballot by the full. That means licensed ARRL members in each of its 15 divisions. Vice directors who serve in the absence of the director at a board meeting and succeed the position of director should a vacancy occur are chosen at the same time. The elections are held in five divisions per year. It only takes 10 full members in a division to nominate a candidate for either office, and you can learn more about the process in the call for nomination section on the ARRL.org website. In radio sport, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. On their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including on July 5th through the 13th, Hawaii, W1AW/KH6, July 12th through the 18th, Wisconsin, W1AW/9, and Utah, W1AW/7, and July 12th through the 18th as well, American Samoa, W1AW/K8H. And some upcoming contests to be aware of. July 6th through the 7th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that is CW. On July 6th, the NRAU 10-meter activity contest, CW phone and digital there. July 6th as well, the SKCC Sprint Europe contest, that's CW. July 7th, the NCCC RTTY Sprint digital contest. And on July 7th as well, the NCCC Sprint CW there for that contest. July 8th through the 9th, there are three contests available to you. The IARU HF World Championship, CW and Phone. The SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that's CW. And the Dexus 070 Club 40-meter Firecracker Sprint, that is digital. Then on July 9th, QRP ARCI Summer Homebrew Sprint, that is digital. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions include on July 8th the SVARC Summer Ham Fest in Minot, hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention. That's in Minot, North Dakota. July 15th, the SEARC Tailgate Ham Fest. That's hosting the ARRL South Dakota Section Convention in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. July 29th, the CBARC 2023 Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. July 29th as well, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and Ham Fest in Sutton, West Virginia. And on August 12th through the 13th, 2023 ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention, that's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And finally this week, thanks to the Northwest Montana Repeater Group in Lakeside, Montana, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.